sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Indeed we can, folks. And we are most honored to be talking to Phil Turney. And Phil, what I was about to mention is this. I noticed you were 20 years old when you were on the USS Liberty. I had just turned 19. That means you must be about 69 years old now.
Yeah, I'm 70, and you're just a kid.
Okay. Well, listen, I hope you're drinking your vegetable juice and doing your push-ups and staying in great shape, because we need, and I'm going to ask you about this in just a moment, every man that was on that ship that's still with us, we need you guys to stay healthy. And our job as patriots is to do everything we can to get your voices heard. How many men were on board with you on June 8th, 1967?
Okay, there were 294 souls aboard Liberty. 200 of those men were spies. They were in the they worked directly for the National Security Agency, and the other 94 crewmen were ship's crew, as I was. I was at repair division, then you got E division, electronics and machinist mates, and so on and so forth. And then you got the deck aches, we call them, the bosun mates, that kept the ship clean and clean as a pin. We weren't privy to what they were doing. It was like two different crews aboard that ship.
Well, let me ask you this, Phil. Let me ask you this. Yes. Pardon me for interrupting. That's every word out of your mouth is valuable. I mean, what you say isn't just interesting. It's valuable because your words, as you speak, are history. You are, you know, very rarely do you ever meet someone who is a witness who was there. And there were 294 of you on board. 34 of you died, were murdered by the Israelis. That leaves 260 survivors. Correct me if any of my numbers are wrong. 174 of those 260 survivors were wounded. I mean, that's amazing. But my question is, how many crewmen have you lost since 67? How many of you are still with us?
That's a good question, and it's a question that I really can't answer, but, I mean, definitively, I can give you a round number.
But, okay, that's good.
Now, two-thirds of the crew was either dead or wounded, and, of course, 34 were KIA immediately, and then we've been losing men steadily as the years go on. The captain's dead. He received the Congressional Medal of Honor. He's dead. George Golden, the man I worked for, a very honorable, distinguished man that was my boss, he's dead. The captain, the doctor, Doc Keeper's dead. I helped him with several operations. And unfortunately, one of the men that I was holding a battle lantern, which is an old lantern, so I could see, and he opened this poor guy up first cruise. And, two or three minutes after that, he was dead. So Doc put three or four stitches in to close him up and laid him on the ground and or on the deck and went to the next one. So that's what we did all night, plugging holes. Anything we could to keep the ship afloat.
And what is your ballpark estimate of how many men are still alive?
I would ballpark. I would say half the crew is dead, and half the crew's alive. But there's many of them that still don't want to speak, and they never will, because listen. After your country abandoned you, then you get a flag admiral, Admiral Isaac Kidd, to come aboard our ship 2 or 3 days after we were attacked. And he got us, I was in sick bay with 4 or 5 other crew members, and he came in there, he took his stars off. I'll never forget it as long as I live, because it was such a monumental moment for me. He took his stars off and threw them on a stainless steel table in sick bay, and they rang off like a huge bell. So I want to tell you guys something. How proud of you I am for what you guys did. Now what I got to know is how it happened, what you saw, what you did. And we all did that. I'm just like your dad. You can tell me anything. We felt relieved. We felt comfortable. But we opened up, told them everything we saw. Of course, it was fresh in our memory. Everything we wanted to say, why did help come to us, so on and so forth. And after we all told our stories, put his stars back on. He said, "Now I'm an admiral again." He got beat red. I'm just a red as you can get, a human can get. He says, "I'm going to tell every one of you SOBs, if you ever repeat a word what you just told me to anybody, including your parents, your wife, anybody, especially the news media, I'm going to make sure you end up in prison or worse." We all know what worse meant. Now, he put the fear of God in me. Believe me, he did. I didn't say a word about the Liberty for 20 years after the attack. 20 years. Until I saw a story done by Stan White, who was a master chief aboard the ship. And I said, "Wow, he can speak, I can speak." So USS Liberty Veterans Association came together. We began a crusade to get the truth out. It's just so horrific. And I got to tell you, we had 294 life rafts or more aboard that ship, the crew, in case something happened, never know. But they destroyed every means of safety, our life rafts that we had. They destroyed them with napalm, gunfire. Our fire hoses were shot up. We couldn't use our fire hoses. A living hell. The old man says, "Prepare to abandon ship." There was only 3 life rafts that were left. I cut one of them over the side by myself. It inflated. We were going to put our most seriously wounded in them. And here come the Israeli torpedo boats and shot them out of the water. Sunk 2 of them and took one aboard their boat as a trophy, which I hear is in Israel somewhere, of the wonderful kill they did to their only ally in the world, basically. And they're not our ally. They've never signed a non-proliferation treaty as other allies have. And they've got probably 300 or 400 nuclear bombs. So they're a powerful, powerful country. And America better get used to it. And if we don't, if we don't quit giving them money, the next target that's going to be hit by the United States of America is going to be the Zionist State of Israel along with Russia, because they're cozying up to Russia real big right now. So I'm not a psychic, but that's just the way I feel.
Yes, and by the way, we've got another co-host here with us, George in Maryland. George, you haven't had a chance to say hi to Phil Turney. Go ahead.
Oh, well, great to have you aboard, and I'm curious about your theme song when you had your show with the gal on the guitar. How could we get that?
I will get that information to you when the host emails me, or you can email me, and I'll get you in touch with her, and she'll get you a CD.
I'd love to be playing that on our show probably every night, but that's a great tune and about a great event, so thank you much.
Well, thank you. This means a lot to me, guys. It means the world to me.
Yes.
Now, are we talking to the choir? Perhaps.
Well, George? Oh, go ahead. Phil? Let me add something else. This show, Paul in Canada, George in Maryland, and myself, we're on the air 6 days a week here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're on 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I don't know what time zone you're in, Phil. But you're in Mountain?
Yes.
Okay, so your time, Mountain, we're on the air 7 to 8 p.m. every night. And for a one-hour show. And then Sundays, your time, we're on the air, I guess, 1 to 4 p.m. Correct me, anybody, if I get that wrong. And I invite you, Phil, consider... you have an open invitation to this show any day, any night, 6 days a week. Anytime you want to appear on this show, please call us up. You don't need to prepare in advance. You don't need to get an okay from me. The call-in number, do you have the call-in number there, the 800-313-9443 number?
Yes, I remember very well, 800-313-9443. Republic Broadcasting Station that tells the real truth. And I thank John Statmeller, and please let all the crew that are still there that I said hello. I got along great with all of them. I was very proud on the Republic Broadcasting so many years. It's just that I couldn't do it anymore because I'm dedicating all my time to getting this movie done before...
Phil, you are, use that phone number anytime. If you're listening to the show, and I hope John Statmiller, the genius that created this network, I hope he's listening right now. Anytime you're listening and you hear something or you want to make a comment, please call us. I can't think of a person in the world I'd rather have on this show than you, because you are a witness. And that's why I'm going to this question of the diminishing number of you that were there, and the even smaller number of you that are able to speak out. You are so right. It is utterly important that people get your message. And the enemy is trying to make your story go away. I'm looking on Wikipedia right now at the story for the USS Liberty. I didn't realize this. Years ago, I think there was a fairly accurate account of the USS Liberty on Wikipedia. Not anymore. You're not going to, I don't want to get you too upset here, Bill. You know what the USS Liberty event is called now on Wikipedia?
I have no idea.
Friendly fire incident.
Oh, boy. What a surprise. What a surprise. Friendly fire. How can you call something like this friendly fire? I mean, these pilots are not that stupid. We were identified.
Bill, there's not one single person in this audience who has any doubt about that. But I'm just saying, this is how bad it is if you go to the Wikipedia article on the USS Liberty, you will find out absolutely nothing about what happened that day, what you saw that day. It's not there. The names of the officers and captain that you mentioned, they're gone. The what happened is gone. And the whole thing is listed, it's categorized as a friendly fire incident. So, folks, we've got to get the voice of Phil Turney and others. And I'm going to ask you in just a minute, Phil, who else is still active and who is actually able to speak out. But the we've got to get their voices out there, because there are people who've been born since 1967, new folks, young folks. They need to hear this story. We cannot let this go down the memory hole. This is one of the most, one of the clearest and most egregious incidents that tells the truth. It tells the truth about what's going on in the world, and this cannot be forgotten. And I like what you say, Phil. There is no statute of limitations on murder. There's no statute of limitations on treason either.
Absolutely not. And you know, gentlemen, I have to tell you, and everybody that's listening in your on the radio or however they get to you, to listen to you fellas, remember this. When they attacked our flagged American ship, they not only attacked USS Liberty, they attacked America. Every man that was murdered aboard that ship or wounded, they would have done exactly the same thing to you. We're all Americans, and when they attacked us, they attacked you fellows too, believe me. They would have put a bullet right between your eyes and pulled the trigger.
Let me ask you, Phil, about that. From my reading of your book and other reading, I learned that an Israeli helicopter came down and was right off your deck, and the Israelis were looking right at you guys, and they were armed and ready to go. And my understanding is that the best guess is that their job, if they had jumped off on your deck, was to machine gun all of you and to scuttle the ship. Did you see that helicopter, and what can you tell the audience about that last Israeli helicopter?
Absolutely. I was on the main deck when that helicopter came in. It came in over the starboard gun mount, because there was a lot of antennas on there that didn't work, but the rotors, they couldn't get, they just couldn't get that close to the middle of the ship. But there was this one Israeli commando with the machine gun. I assumed it was a machine gun. It looked like it. And he looked right at me. I was only about 60 feet from him. And he starts smiling. And I just looked at him and gave him the finger. And he gave me the finger back, because I had nothing else to lose then. I figured I was a dead man anyway. And it's the only thing I could fight back with. We had nothing to fight with. We couldn't even get into the gun locker, because it was locked up. Nobody could get the key. I tried to bust in it with the fire axe and couldn't get into it. So, I'm talking about chaos, but I may say this: the men that served aboard the Liberty are some of the bravest men that I've ever had the honor to be around or to serve with. And even though we had nothing to fight back with a 40 by 40 foot hole in the ship and all the other damage done to it, no communications, no guidance. We had to go by the stars until the next morning and tell the American, the USS Davis, got alongside. And there goes the commercial.
Keep your thought right there, Phil. We'll come right back to it, folks.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. And most honored to have as our guest, very special guest, Philip Turney, crew member of the USS Liberty. My gosh, that on June 8th, 1967, that was my 19th birthday. In just a few weeks, folks, June 8th, 2017, we will have the 50th anniversary. I'll turn 69 years old. The 50th anniversary of the attack on the USS Liberty. And in all that time, no apology, no admission of the truth. And I'm going to read this from your book. This is Bill Turney's book, What I Saw That Day. On page 262, he says, in October 2003, Captain Ward Boston, the Navy's chief legal counsel for the Board of Inquiry, issued a legal affidavit stating the following. For more than 30 years, I have remained silent on the topic of the USS Liberty. I am a military man, and when orders come in from the Secretary of Defense and President of the United States, I follow them. However, recent attempts to rewrite history compel me to share the truth. And then I'm going to skip a lot here, but he says this. Here's the kind of things that happened. I recall Admiral Kidd repeatedly referring to the Israeli forces responsible for the attack as, quote, murderous bastards, unquote. It was our shared belief, based on the documentary evidence and testimony we received firsthand, that the Israeli attack was planned and deliberate and could not possibly have been an accident. I am certain that the Israeli pilots that undertook the attack, as well as their superiors who had ordered the attack, were well aware that the ship was American. I saw the flag, which had visibly identified the ship as American, riddled with bullet holes, and heard testimony that made it clear that the Israelis intended there be no survivors. Not only did the Israelis attack the ship with napalm, gunfire, and missiles, Israeli torpedo boats machine-gunned three lifeboats that had been launched in an attempt by the crew to save the most seriously wounded. A war crime. That's a war crime, folks. Admiral Kidd and I both felt it necessary to travel to Israel to interview the Israelis who took part in the attack. Let me skip a little more. I am outraged at the efforts of the apologists for Israel in this country to claim that this attack was a case of mistaken identity. Skipping more. I know from personal conversations I had with Admiral Kidd that President Johnson and Secretary of Defense McNamara ordered him to conclude that the attack was a case of mistaken identity, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Admiral Kidd told me after returning from Washington, D.C., that he had been ordered to sit down with two civilians from either the White House or the Defense Department and rewrite portions of the court's findings. He had been ordered to put the lid on everything having to do with the attack on the USS Liberty. We were never to speak of it, and we were to caution everyone else involved that they could never speak of it again. Wow. That's an amazing thing you quote in your book, Bill.
Absolutely it is.
Is Ward Boston still alive?
Fortunately, he passed on, and I got to know Ward very well, and I met him aboard the Liberty. He was the head JAG officer that came aboard. He was a captain, and you know, like you said, he was a Navy man. He did what he was told. And there was a book that came out by a judge, a Jewish judge, a bankruptcy judge in Florida, called The Liberty Incident, that tries to portray this attack as nothing. You know, the poor old Israel.com, they were just, you know, having a bad time, and they identified us as a destroyer, a ship that could do about 35 to 37 knots. We were running out of the area, and so then they called the jets and all that other stuff, which is all BS. Everybody knows it. It was pre-planned that we're going to sink us, put us on the bottom fast, and blame it on Cairo and Egypt. Now, folks, and everybody that's listening, the planes that were headed to Cairo, if our ship goes down, they were going to drop nuclear bombs on them. We were 3 minutes away from the nuclear holocaust. That's exactly what Israel wanted. Think us and blame it on a foreign country, any Arab country. They want to push him into the sea. But we stayed alive. Stayed alive. How, I don't know, but we did. Probably with God's good gracious. Nobody else helped us except him. And I got to tell you, that old ship was a old World War II freighter ship, and I just can't explain to you in my own words, just only through my heart, the feeling of when that torpedo hit, it picked the ship up completely out of the water, and it back down, and you could hear that old ship crying. the metal and the grinding and everything else. And we went to the starboard side.
Paul, yes? Phil. Pardon me for interrupting. We have to take a commercial break, and we're going to come right back to this very, very moving story, Phil. Stay tuned, folks.
AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice.
We're back, folks. We're back with Phil Turney. And Phil, I apologize for the breaks we have to take in the show. You were talking about, you know, what it felt like when that USS Liberty, which was commissioned in 1945, was lifted up out of the water by this immensely powerful Israeli torpedo, and you could hear the ship groaning. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. When the ship settled back down, we were on a starboard list. It kept on going and going and going and going. I thought ship is going to turn over. All of a sudden, it just stopped. And we were the heavy list. And believe it or not, man, here's the Israeli torpedo boats shooting at our firefighters and stretcher bearers, like slaughtering these people. I mean, as I told you before at the beginning of the show, their wounds were so severe. It just still breaks my heart. They carry a heavy burden. I have shipmates that still have 40, 50, 60 pieces of shrapnel in their body. One shipmate of mine, Larry Weaver, he's had over 45 operations just to stay alive. And that's what they did to us. And we're still just trying to stay alive. But the main thing about this, you know, I hate to call it an incident, because an incident is, you know, like brushing up against somebody and say, excuse me, but this was an act of war. I want to go back to the war crimes thing that Fort Boston was talking about. War Crime Commission, I believe it was Warner, it might have been you, but we set a War Crimes Commission a review to the Army. They were supposed to take care of it. And they never did do anything. They just threw it the ash pit of history or non-history. That's why I named my book Erasing the Liberty. They're erasing everything. And like on Wikipedia, it's gone. I didn't know that. But, you know, yeah, they want this story to die. They want us to die off quicker. So,
And Phil, you know, a matter of great concern, you were 20 years old. I think you said you enlisted in 1964. You were 20 years old, so you were one of the youngest men on the ship. A lot of your crewmates and officers especially would be older, so they're really getting up there in the years. So we've got to get this movie that you're working on. I'm going to ask you about that in a moment. There's a real urgency here to getting a lot done in the next, well, during the Trump administration.
Oh, absolutely. The urgency is there. And Hollywood's not going to have anything to do with it. And I might add, years back, about 20, 25 years ago, a fellow by the name of Norm Wallen, working on a film, he got the funding for it. He called me up and he says, Phil, you're not going to believe this, but I got the funding for the film. We're ready to go. I was going to be a technical advisor on the film. Next day, his wife called me and said that Norm's dead. They said he committed suicide. Well, I don't believe that. There's no way that he committed suicide. And I won't mention her name.
What was his name again, please, Phil?
Norm Wallen. W-A-L-L-E-N.
And what was this year? What was this year that they alleged he committed suicide?
You know, I don't know exact date. I wish I did off the top of my head, but it was approximately 25, 30 years ago. When I really started getting the heavy into this. And by the way, I'm the only three-time president of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, so I'm taking great pride in that, but. Again, just like with the radio show, I quit doing being on the board because I have to get this movie done. Dave and I are working so hard on, and the patriots like you guys and your listeners, folks, this is it. And you know, if you can mention, you know, how to get the book and donate to the film every time you have a show. We can do it. I mean, there's a lot of patriots in this country, and we need them. We need them right now.
Have you been in touch with Merlin Miller in Tennessee? He was the American Freedom Party candidate for president in this last election, but. And I know he's a filmmaker, and I know he was telling me a few years ago he was eager to make a film on the Liberty, but I don't know if anything. Don't know anything further has come of that, but it might be somebody you might want to touch base with.
Yeah, well, very well. In fact, he came up with his wife. I'm not going to mention her name on the air, and they stayed at my house 2-3 days, and they brought me a bottle of wine. And on the front of it. Is I got it sitting right here. It's an American eagle on a tree with its babies in the in the nest, and the name on it is Fearless. And I treasure that, Merlin. He's a great man. He was an officer that graduated from West Point. And all of his daughters graduated from West Point. And he is a patriot, and I love Merlin Miller deeply. He's a great, great man. And when this movie gets going, Merlin will be involved. And I'm glad you mentioned his name. That's pretty special. But there's one more thing that is, this is in my book, you already read it, about the Grove Library. They were going to name it the Grove Library. And I wrote an article for the old Spotlight newspaper, which is now called American Free Press. They read it. They sent a letter to Willis Cartos, the owner of American Free Press, old Spotlight. Now he's dead now, but they said rather than name our library, the Grove Library, we want to name it the USS Liberty Memorial Library. And boy, did all hell break loose then. All the Milwaukee Zionist Jewish people there called it anti-Semitic. You know, anti-Semitic, we didn't kill anybody. They did all the murdering. And we're just telling the truth, and they call us anti-Semites, murderers. I mean, excuse me, Nazis, Jew haters, every dirty thing you can be called. In fact, they've loosened the lug nuts on my trucks several times. I get threatening phone calls. Tell me I better shut up or I'm dead, my family's dead. But, you know, that's just the way it is. I'm going to tell the truth, and if they get me, they get me. But believe me, if I dropped dead of a heart attack, I didn't drop dead of a heart attack. They killed me. And that's just the way it is. And I know other guys that have lost their lives, like I was talking about Gordon Wallach. Because he was a great patriot, American, as the Broke Brothers were. And when they donated the library, it was a long process. And they went to the town council, and the mayor then was Jim Grant, and John Dickman was a big part of this. And they wanted the library to be named USS Liberty Memorial, as the Grove Brothers put over $1 million in it, probably $1.5 million. And it was turned down at one point. And Jim and John went to bat for us. And the Grove Brothers said, well, fine, if you guys don't want to do it, I'm just going to give the money to the USS Liberty Veterans Association, which was way over $1 million, and there won't be a library. Well, guess what? There was a library. When it was opened up, the crew was there, and we had to have SWAT teams there to protect us. Dogs. They closed off the streets. SWAT members on top of roofs, because they threatened to kill us.
And now, where is this, and when?
It's in Grafton, Wisconsin, and it was donated. The library was built in 1985 or 86, 87 in that area. So you talk about two American patriots. Love this country, and they knew exactly what the Zionists were doing, and they didn't like it. So, and there's many Americans out there, but don't be afraid to speak up, folks. Just, you know, if you're a patriot, I know you're listening to this radio show. And again, I have so much respect for you guys. You know, it just brings tears to my eyes that you care so much. And it's our country. It's not theirs. It's not the politicians. They work for us. We don't work for them, I think, or I thought, but they don't. They work for the Zionist state of Israel.
Phil, let me ask you, the movie, how far along is the movie, and how certain is it that it will be made?
Okay, how far along we are about one-third of the way through. Now, we could be farther along if we had the funds, but we have about 20 people in the tech industry in movies I'm not very computer savvy, but these guys can put together anything on film. And they're going to give up their time for nothing just to get this film out. We did a trailer film that you can watch. I gave you the code for that to get on the internet. But what's holding us back right now is funds. I got to be honest with you. We got a lot of people out there that were willing to give their time and their money, just that we need more people and we need more money. Now, this is not a million or $2 million budget we're talking about. We can get this film done with all the people that we have donating their own time around, $150,000 to $200,000. A quality film.
That's excellent. And then, folks, let me tell you where what Phil's talking about, in case you weren't listening earlier. I'm looking at the website, USSLibertyMovie.com. USSLibertyMovie.com. Be sure to add that to your bookmarks. And the trailer is there, the trailer for the movie, so you want to watch that. The donate button, you want to click that. Donate $25 or more, and you'll get a copy of Bill Turney's book, Erasing the Liberty. I just donated $50 myself. And let me ask you this, Phil. Give the folks the web address for the Liberty Crew Association website.
The Liberty Crew address won't do anybody any good, because we're independent from that, because we didn't want to get involved with the Liberty Crew other than the people that wanted to be in the book, and because some of them still don't want to speak, that's, to be honest with you. That doesn't take anything away from them. They're all great men, great patriots, brave men. But the best place to go is exactly where you said. If you want to learn more about me, just Google me on Google. Just put in Phil Turney, and you'll learn a whole lot about me and who I am and why I'm doing this. But the best way to get a hold of us through the web address you just gave. And I'm not trying to sound like we're begging, but you want this story told, if you want your children protected, if you want justice for innocent Americans slaughtered on the high seas, now's the time to do it before it's too late. And, I hope to God I can live long enough to see this done, and I know I will. I'm not going to give up. Neither is Dave, and neither are the supporters we have, like you guys. What a gracious thing for you to do, to give me an open ticket to come on your show and advertise about the book and the movie. It's overwhelming. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it, and the people that donate. I appreciate it so much, and I mean that from the heart, because, hey, money's tight. We're not rich. I'm not rich. The movie would be done. But we have to count on the patriots in the United States of America and around the world to help us. That's what we're looking for. We need our help. We need help from you guys. We need help from the populace. So that's the best way to get a hold of us.
Well, in the next board of directors meeting of the American Freedom Party, I will I'll let the board know, those that that are listening right now, to tune in and listen to the archive of this show, that we were honored to have you as a guest. And I'll propose that we in the American Freedom Party donate to the making of the movie, and also endeavor to get copies of Erasing the Liberty out, hundreds of these copies, to the members of the American Freedom Party. The I'm looking at this website. Here's another one, folks. It's I hope you have your pen handy. ErasingTheLiberty.com. Write that down, and then right after the break, we'll talk about ErasingTheLiberty.com, another great place to go. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
When this war is over, it will be a better day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the gray. Ain't no sense in the action. Action, killing people all the time.
Mayday, mayday, engineer. There we go. Okay, we're back. And we've got Paul Fromm with us in Canada, George in Maryland, and Mr. Turney, I hope, are you able to stay on this long on the show?
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for. It's my honor. You know, I appreciate you guys having me on. I really do. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you. And folks, we didn't organize this at all. The engineer let me know at the beginning of this show, one of the great engineers at RBN said, hey, Bill Turney's on the line. And I said, get him on. Bring him on. He's been on ever since the beginning of the show here. I'll extend it again, the open invitation. We're on 6 days a week. Any one of our shows, we have two different names for our show, Phil. On Monday through Friday, we call the show The Trump Phenomenon. And everything and anything having to do with this revolutionary election of Donald Trump, we cover that Monday through Friday. And that includes, of course, USS Liberty. One of the things I talked about in the primaries, I said, one of the great things about Donald Trump is that if we're ever going to get the truth about the USS Liberty, Donald Trump is the best shot we've ever had from a politician at the top who might be politically incorrect enough, brave enough, to take the lid off of the truth about the USS Liberty. And so we've got 8 years. I think he'll be reelected. We've got 8 years in which to get your information, your books, to Donald Trump. We'll endeavor to do that. Paul Fromm, on the air with us now, is writing a very badly needed book about what's going on in South Africa. That's a book we want to get out. But your book, Phil, is, I'll tell you what, at the board meeting, I'll see if we can't put a sales link up to your page so that members of the American Freedom Party will buy. We'll urge them all to buy copies, and then we'll buy copies and distribute them of Erasing the Liberty, folks. And I just wanted, that's another website, erasingtheliberty.com. That graphic that's on the page there, that of an explosion, where does that graphic come from, Phil?
That graphic was done by a supporter at no cost to us, because that's all I could give of his time, and certainly appreciate it and for his expertise in doing that. Like I said, a lot of wonderful people out there, and, you know, it's just like the American Freedom Party, okay? That's a godsend. It's a party of patriots, and I know all about them. And listen, man, you guys are on the right side of right. And for you to do this and to help so much, and all the people out there, you know, they talk to their friends or get them a book, they make great gifts. We're going to get this done. But again, we can't do it by ourselves, and we have to reach out to the patriots as yourselves and everybody else in the American Freedom Party. And we'll say one more thing right quick. When the World Trade Towers went down, they named different ships. They were going to name the ship Liberty from part of the metal that's been put into a ship. They called it Freedom, and there's another ship. But they would not use Liberty. Now, on every coin or anything you hear, this country's all about Liberty. We have a statue in New York about it. Liberty. Why would they not rename another ship called USS Liberty? It's very evident. The cover up begins. Because, again, they don't want the truth out. And if you got a ship named Liberty,